So, it was a strangely hot night, and Amelia just couldn't get comfortable in her bed. So she thought she'd try something new. She went into her wardrobe to have a lie down, next to all her clothes and her old teddies and her shoes and her dresses. And she snuggled up in her shoes and her dresses and her clothes and lay down to sleep. Ah, she thought, and fell fast asleep. 1 hour later, she felt a rumble. And she opened her eyes, and everything was pitch dark. As normal. So she went back to sleep for another hour. Then there was another rumble. And so that woke her up a little bit. And she thought, I wonder what's going to happen. And she checked the back of the wardrobe. Nope, it was still there, just the wood, no tunnels, no lights. Nothing. So she lay down, fell asleep. She felt the rumble. She looked at the back. The cupboard was normal. The wardrobe was just as normal. So she thought, I better just have a glass of water. So she opened the front of the wardrobe, put her foot down, but there was nothing there. Oh my word. She put the other foot down to the floor, but there was nothing there at all. It was just space. She rushed back into the wardrobe, sat comfortably in it, with the door open at the front. She had her torch with her. She turned it on. Into her bedroom. She couldn't see a floor. She couldn't see a ceiling. She couldn't see a wall. She couldn't see her bed. She couldn't see her bedside table. And so she had an idea. She tied her belt around her waist, and she tied her dressing gown cord to the other end of the belt and tied that to the inside of the wardrobe and decided to just take a step and see what happened. And as she stepped outside the wardrobe and she was floating, she pushed herself down and she was under the wardrobe in front of it, and there was nothing there, no floor. She pushed herself up using the wardrobe and she gradually floated up towards the ceiling. She felt around, but there was no ceiling. There was nothing there. And then in the dim distance, she saw a tiny pinprick of light. Then she saw another. Then she saw another. Then she saw another. And she was realizing that she could see what looked like stars in the distance, all around her, in every direction. She thought to herself, am I in space? Am I in outer space? But I haven't been through the back of the wardrobe. So where am I? And then she got nearer and nearer to the stars. And she could see in the dim distance the planet Earth shining in all this starlight. Oh my gee, she thought to herself.
OMG, you mean?
EMJ, she thought to herself, imagining an emoji of somebody smiling. She was in outer space. The wardrobe rumbling was not down a magic tunnel. It had travelled somehow right into deep space. And now she was walking in space, attached to the wardrobe. This was incredible, she thought. How did this happen? She just didn't know. But she could see in the distance six stars in a strange pattern. Then she realised that was the Great Bear, the pattern of stars that she'd seen on Earth when she'd looked through a telescope into the sky. Now she was really near them. She could almost touch them. Oh, my word, what was going on? And then she started to feel a little bit scared. I'm all alone up here. But then she realised she had the wardrobe, so she wasn't that alone. And she looked at the wardrobe and she could see her and the wardrobe were floating in the middle of deep space. She had no idea how they got there or what they were doing there. But she thought to herself, well, this is amazing, but I wish I was back in my bedroom. I'd like to be in my bed now. Nothing happened. So she thought, maybe she's got to be inside the wardrobe. So she went back into the wardrobe, lay down amongst all her clothes, shut the front door, and then said again, I wish I was back in my bedroom. Then she heard a rumbling. And another rumbling. And another rumbling. And then she felt a bump. So she very nervously opened the door of the wardrobe. And there she was in her bedroom. Everything was exactly as it was. And she thought, maybe I just imagined this. Maybe it was a dream. So she thought she'd go back and lie in bed. And she lay in her bed and she felt something, a lump underneath her. And she touched the lump. It was something solid. She picked it up to have a look at it, turned the light on. And it was a big teddy bear in exactly the same shape as the Great Bear stars that she'd seen when she was in what she thought was her dream. And here it was in her bed, the star pattern shaped just like a teddy bear, the teddy bear shaped just like it. She'd never seen this before, but there it was in her bed. So she went off to sleep, and when she woke up in the morning, she told her parents the story of how she went to lie in the magic wardrobe, heard the rumble, went into what she thought was deep space, but then she thought it was just a dream, and then showed her parents the teddy bear, which was exactly the same shape as the Great Bear star pattern, and said, Mummy, Daddy, did you put this in my bed last night? Mummy looked at Daddy and said, well, I didn't. Daddy said, well, I didn't. And they looked at each other in amazement, looked at Amelia and said, we think you travelled to deep space. We think the magic wardrobe took you there. And as a reminder of what you saw with the Great Bear, the universe has given you this present of a teddy bear in the shape of the Great Bear. And we think you've been so lucky, no other little girl has ever done that before. So she took the teddy bear to school, and all the children asked where she got such a wonderful present, but she didn't tell them a thing. And that is the story of Amelia in deep space.
What about under the